If you have your Bible handy, you might open it to the book of Titus. We're going to begin some studies in this book, one of the pastoral epistles, as they're commonly called, or letters written by the Apostle Paul to young men who were carrying on the work after he left a certain place, young men who were teaching the people of God and establishing them in the faith. Now, 1 and 2 Timothy put the emphasis on sound doctrine, while the book of Titus is more concerned with right behavior. But, of course, there's a very direct connection between these two. Loose doctrine would make for loose living, and right doctrine would make for right living. Titus is called Paul's son in the faith. That means, as we saw in Timothy's case, that Paul led him to Christ. And he was a trustworthy young man because previous to this, we read about him being delegated by some of the congregations, some of the assemblies of believers, to carry their offerings to the poor saints of Jerusalem. He has now been left in the island of Crete in the Mediterranean Sea, where a number of Christians have been led to the Lord, and Paul writes this letter by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It begins, "Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ." Now, Paul often called himself a servant or slave of the Lord Jesus. In this case, he calls himself a slave of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ. He was one who was sent to bear a special message. And it was according to the faith of God's elect. Now, that doesn't mean that God's elect believed, but it means that which they believed. The faith is the body of truth, the doctrines which we believe. This was said to be in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Now, the Apostle Paul was busy preaching something which God had promised. Before the world began is literally before the age times or before the dispensations began. In other words, the promise given in Genesis 3:15 in the Garden of Eden, a promise that God would someday send his Son, and that when the Lord Jesus came to be our Savior, he would bruise Satan's head while having his own heel bruised. Now, that was a cryptic way, a parabolic way of teaching us that the Lord Jesus would have to be wounded in order to win the victory over Satan and sin and death. And this is the very heart of the gospel. You can't have a gospel apart from the good news of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Any other gospel than this is a spurious gospel, and a great condemnation is pronounced on those who preach anything else. Now, God is called our Savior in verse 3, and the Lord Jesus Christ is called our Savior in verse 4. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are all working together in the business of saving souls. Notice that he is called God our Savior, not God our helper or assistant. Too many people are trying to do the best they can and hoping that God will sort of make up the difference. But this isn't the teaching of the New Testament. The Bible says that while we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. So the Lord Jesus is our Savior. Then he addresses this to Titus in verse 4, "Mine own son, after the common faith." Now, common here means something which is common to all believers. All of us have believed in the same way. The circumstances that lead up to it, of course, are different. The conviction and the length of time and all of these circumstances make for very interesting stories. But the truth of the matter is, all who are really born again were saved in exactly the same way, by putting their trust in the Lord Jesus. And then the common faith, as to that which we believe, there is only the one doctrine, the one truth, that is the Word of God. We call them doctrines separately, but I'm speaking now of the body of truth. The Word of God is our only source of truth. And whatever church you may belong to, whatever trimmings you may have, unless you are a real believer in the Lord Jesus and unless you accept the Word of God, you are not a partaker of the common faith. And if you do believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you do accept God's Word as the only basis of our confidence, then you're my brother and sister and we enjoy the common faith. Now notice that he says, grace, mercy, and peace. As we mentioned in speaking of the letters to Timothy, mercy is only addressed to individuals. Grace and peace is all he says when he's writing to churches. As individuals, you and I need mercy from the Lord. And thank God there is mercy with the Lord, as the old song says. Christ died in our place in order that God might be able to show us mercy. And he lives now to be a merciful and faithful high priest. Now, beginning at verse 5, he's concerned with the matter of elders. Elders were simply the older men who were called bishops also in verse 7, which is not an official distinction at all, but simply means an overseer. These older men were to oversee or to help the younger Christians. At first, they were appointed either by Paul or by an apostolic delegate. But now we're told in 1 Thessalonians 5 that we should recognize them, and we may recognize them by the qualifications set down in Timothy and in Titus. You notice in verse 9, he says to hold fast the faithful word. Now, the faithful word that Titus had been taught, the faithful word that you and I have is found in God's book, the Bible. It is a faithful word, unchangingly so. Let's stick to it. My brother and sister, don't ever be misled by modern opinions and all of these other things. Let's stick to the Word of God. And if I'm speaking to someone just now who has never received Christ and you're confused by all the churches and all the various voices that are heard and the various opinions of men, you stick to the faithful word. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You put your trust in him and you'll find that God is as good as his word. Now, in contrast to those who are teaching the faithful word, verse 10 tells us about unruly and vain talkers and deceivers. And he says these people's mouths must be stopped because they are subverting whole houses. That is, they're upsetting and misleading whole families. You see, not all the people who preach are preaching the Word of God. I don't want to be critical, but you know and I know that there are a great many people who are not sticking to the Word of God. And don't you be upset by what some man says, even though he has a title and though he seems to be a servant of God. You do like the Bereans. They were more noble than those of Thessalonica because they heard the word with gladness and searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. This is what we need to do. Keep right there at the Word of God. Now he tells us in verse 12 that some of these people to whom he was ministering the word were not what they ought to be. In fact, he quotes one of their own prophets, a man called Epimenides, and he said in verse 12, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, or fierce, and slow bellies, which just is an old English word for lazy gluttons. Now, can you do anything with people like this? Well, you and I can, but God can. The marvel of God's grace is that it works in lives. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And no matter how far down a person is, the gospel can transform him. What we have to do is not to try to live up to the law, but to open our hearts to the gospel. And when we do that, when we receive Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit of God comes into our lives to transform those lives and to make us what we ought to be. There's a little difficulty in verse 15 of this first chapter where he says, unto the pure, all things are pure. Now, that doesn't mean that some things are unholy just because people think so, or that it makes them right just because they think so. But what it means is that the pure people delight in purity, just as impure people are pleased with what is impure. You find what you're looking for. The attitude of your own heart will determine very much what you listen to and what you're interested in. Where do your interests lie? Do you ever pick up the Word of God because you love it, or do you just read it because you feel it's a duty? Do you really want to know God? Are you really concerned about God's things? If not, maybe you ought to examine your own heart and see if you've ever been born again at all. You may have been deceived. You may just be a church member. Or if you are a Christian and you're not concerned about God's things, you ought to confess this and get back to the Lord. Verse 16, the last verse of our chapter, tells us that there are some who profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate, or void of judgment, unable to understand. A profession is not enough. Listen to me, friends. Don't be satisfied simply because someone told you that a little water was sprinkled on your head when you were a baby. Don't be satisfied simply because you've joined a church. Don't be satisfied even because you've tried to do what's right during your lifetime. You may only profess to know God. You may only be saying that it is so, but that doesn't make it so. God has to say it to make it so. And he says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." If you're not sure that you've trusted Christ as your Savior, don't rest until you are sure. You want more than a profession. You want a possession. You want to be sure that you have Christ as your own and true Savior. I accepted him nearly 50 years ago, and I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to be able to look up into God's face and call him Father for the Lord's sake and not for our own. Father, we do thank thee for the forgiveness of sins and eternal life, and we thank thee for thy word that we may know how to behave ourselves. We ask thy blessing on what we've studied just now in our Savior's name. Amen.